Friday, a few minutes past 3 p.m. Big day on the show. Rachel Zimmerman's 10th anniversary with the DGS. We've just been having a party.
I know.
Straight up.
I feel like I need a nap.
I'm cake drunk.
I mean, this cake is delicious. I had cake.
So good.
Very good.
Really
good. I'm a cake person.
Are you?
Me too.
Yes, I am. I like cake.
I love a cake. I'm a pie guy.
Are you a pie guy?
I'm a pie guy.
I like apple pie, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a cake guy. Yeah.
I grew up, I did not appreciate this at the time. My mom was an excellent baker and stay-at-home mom, and she would bake every day. Every day we'd have something. And all I wanted were ding-dongs and ho-hos, and it would hurt her feelings. And
I mean, I get that. You know, I understand that. But I, you know, bake goods every day.
Yeah.
At some point, you ate what she baked?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
It's just that...
Change of pace.
You want what you don't have.
Okay. All
and
right.
My parents were not, let's buy ho-hos and ding-dongs.
No, wait, same way here.
Yeah.
All right. I think the first time I ever bought a six-pack of Coca-Cola, I was in college.
Oh, wow.
We drank... We did Vess and whatnot,
sure.
But we just weren't a... Have soda at the drop of a hat. Like, there's always soda in the refrigerator. Things like that.
I love Vess.
Man, we always
I
had...
I like Vess, too.
We never had cans of soda. We always had 2 liters.
2 liters, yeah.
And I just... I always liked day one of the 2 liter, but like day two, fizz is gone.
Something happened to it.
What are
right.
we doing at this
you
point?
You know, if there's ever one of those things where like, you know what? We would have had 2 liters, too. Rachel said my dad didn't like 2 liters.
Okay.
So, you know, it was one of those. That, yeah, we were...
With dad wants, dad gets.
Yeah, and we were like... It would have made so much sense for us to do 2 liters
right.
all the time,
but, right?
Because that's how the rest of the budget and the menu and all that was done. But yeah, we kind of splurged on the.
My dad, he was a union carpenter, and he would get pissed that poor people got government cheese. So right. he went and stood in line and got government cheese, and it was the best cheese we'd ever had.
Okay, we in Danville was the first place. Okay, but. There was what we, if you work at the paper, you know, everything. And there was a little paper concession where somebody in the back shop or even somebody said like, hey, they called, they got extra cheese, eggs. Anybody want any cheese? And they're taking orders. And they're like, yeah, I need, because we made macaroni cheese out of it, made the best macaroni cheese. Like, and I called my mom and said like, get 2 eggs. We got some eggs, so get 1 or 2 cartons of eggs, but make sure you get the cheese.
Yeah.
Right. So it was like, and it was the best cheese.
Yeah.
Right, for cooking with.
I remember learning so many lessons growing up just watching. Because my mom and dad were not like, now, son, you need to learn from this.
Right.
It was just like, you can watch us and you can take what you want. But my dad, being a union carpenter, would be laid off a lot, like during the winter. And the union would provide baskets of food.
All right.
And then when my dad was a little more established, he stopped being laid off, my dad would always put $20 in the till.
Yeah.
And that taught me, like, okay, comes around, goes around.
Right. Well, it's kind of like I still have, like, a savings account, which is just the ancillary savings account, and I try to keep a certain amount in there. It's not a lot. I'm not, but it's like no, I just... You know, hey, there's a little bit more at the end of the month. Or right, hey, I got paid for this. You know how it is. Like, hey, I did a lot of speaking. I was the provocateur.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, you know, I'm just putting in savings. Account.
Yeah.
Right. So I still have that in me, too. It's.
So we're good friends. I don't know much about your upbringing. Tell me about your family.
Okay. I was born in Kirkwood, Missouri. My mom taught 30 years at Kirkwood School District. All right. My dad was a pressman, was a four-color printer. I have a sister. I mean, it was a mom, a dad, a sister, brother.
Really traditional.
Kirkwood, front yard, backyard.
Yeah.
You know, I just grew up a middle-class kid. Yeah. I have friends and they laugh. I said, like, my life was much more Pleasant Valley Sunday than it was, you know, across 110th Street or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's the perspective I have. I'm still very middle class oriented people, person. And I see in America what you grew up with and what I grew up with. Changing not because of the people involved, but because of the economy and things like that. It's just like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You should be able to work 8 hours a day, 7.5, two parents, and that should be enough to cover everything.
Yeah.
Including college.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was.
And it was. That's what I mean. And now it's just like, no, no.
Yeah.
You barely get by.
My buddy Trish Gazelle, she might be listening right now, her dad worked at AB.
Okay.
And he put all four sisters through college and managed to save money on an AB job.
Yeah. My sister was, we were in college 3 years at the same time. Okay. And same thing. And offering to do whatever. So that, don't worry about it. Don't worry.
That's great. Right,
we got this.
That's great.
We got this. So I know that, like I said, we did not splurge on anything.
Right.
We were not big vacation people.
Yeah.
With the family, never went to like Disney World like that.
No, we were Ponderosa and Lake of the Ozarks people. Right.
We would go wherever we had relatives, and we lucked out. We had one of my mom's brothers settled in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
A sister settled in Washington, D.C. One was in Indianapolis, and we were the St. Louis crew.
Yeah.
So between just visiting, you know, like
cousins.
That was like your vacation, right?
Yeah. Remember that when you'd go to a cousin's place, and you knew him, but you didn't know him.
Yeah.
And there's like an awkward hour where you're like.
Right, exactly.
And then you're just like thick as thieves.
And then we saw each other enough, because we did not have like every year family reunions, but Pine Bluff, the foundation of the family where mom was from and all that, oftentimes during the summer, one more than one family or the group of kids will be in Pine Bluff at the same time.
Yep.
So we got to live that little country life for like a week or two, which was also good.
Yeah,
you're a little
man.
Country boy. You know, when you're 9, 10, go fishing in a stream and all that.
We grew up in the country, and I had a mini bike, but my cousins lived on a farm, and they had motorcycles. And back then in the 70s, there was no like, oh, I don't know if you should ride that.
Yes,
you're jumping crap and wrecking and hitting trees. Right?
Yeah. It was, how did we make it?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you look at it and like, man, how do we survive?
If someone got hurt and they started running the house, you're like, no, you handle it.
Right. Oh, exactly.
They're going to shut this down.
Oh, that. And when people... We did a thing on they shut down the slip and slide thing in St. Charles because kids were getting hurt. And we're like, come on now. I mean, but what? I mean, our playground, you know, like the reason you didn't fall off the bars outside was because there was concrete underneath you. So there,
sure.
Like, don't fall.
Yeah.
That's my advice to you.
Right.
But I do understand because you don't want to be sued. And we are a litigation happy kind of society now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joy gets his tooth knocked out. You told Joy to be careful when we were growing up.
Right.
Joy gets his tooth knocked out now, and you want $10 million, and he'll be scarred for life.
So, serious question. Growing up in Kirkwood, middle class, do you feel like you missed some of the racism, or did it find you?
No, because what I learned was that my mom grew up in a segregated time and community. We were the first generation of kids, technically, to integrate many things. Nobody flat called you out, name. That didn't happen very often, but there was just straight out animosity.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
All right. Brian Haynes, great artist, great friend of mine, met him in third grade. I was going to be, my sister and I were going to be among the first black people to do cotillion, and people had a problem with it. And Mrs. Haynes said, like, her son was going to do it. Brian, good friend, said, okay, none of it. You're not doing it. None of them are doing it. And, you know, my mom was saying, like, listen, you know, Mrs. Haynes, oh, yeah, don't not do something because, you know, Kirkwood still got, you know, problems, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can handle that. We ain't worried about that. And so there were still some, you know, just abject racism in Kirkwood, even being a part of it. This is this is now early 70s. By the time we got to high school, man, in the late 70s, there's a different kind of vibe. There was still a lot going on. But I think, I call it, like they said, that disco generation, man. It was first one. It's like, you know, you might be white and I might be black and you might not even like whatever, your parents or whatever's going on. We can get along. We just want to dance and chase girls and, you know, sneak a puff, drink a beer, you know, just like, so it was a little bit more, you know, we got along. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
So I know that you had to have been emotionally affected by it, but you're such an even guy. You seem to me like you would have handled it very well.
Well, it was one of those that, well, I was told this, okay, just grew up in a house where said, like, look, you know, let's be straight up, all right? There are people that don't like you because of the color of your skin. We cannot let that stand in the way of the goals that we wish to accomplish, whatever your goals are. That's what my whole thing. As I tell people, like, I didn't throw a dartboard and say, like, the first newspaper I'm going to work at is in Danville, Illinois. And this was after I was an intern in Cincinnati. So, and, you know, people say, how did you do that? How did you? I said, like, because I always wanted to work in a newspaper. My first job was in Danville, Illinois. I didn't care if the Klan was like about an hour away over in Indiana.
That's a great name for a book. Yeah. The Klan was about an hour away.
But I didn't care. I don't care what I'm walking into. It's like, no, I'm here to be a newspaper man, and I don't care who does or doesn't like it. And that's how I was, you know, just kind of raised. You just can't even, you can't be worried about it. I think too many black kids or too many black families, you know, run into the race roadblock, and it really slows them down or stops them altogether. And it shouldn't. It just shouldn't.
Yeah.
Go around, be like water, man. Find a way. We all did, and it's worse. Every generation of black family, the one before them had it worse than they do. Yeah. Okay. Now, somebody could probably tell me now, like, well, you know, dude, it's a little different right now. Okay. But I'm still saying, like, no, it's what you see in the news, what people are saying, and executive orders and all that, it still doesn't stop you from getting good grades and getting accepted into the college of your choice and things like that. Those, I'm not that smart. You know, I'm not, you know, like, but I did well enough, and you can do well enough to create opportunities for yourself, regardless if it's a racist, and I'm not saying it's a racist society, but I am saying that there's racism in society. So what? I mean, just do what you do. Racism doesn't make you be a criminal. Racism doesn't make you not study. Racism doesn't do all these things to you.
It's not a disease.
It's not a disease, right? It's like, okay, yeah, it's a racist world. All right, okay, right. You know, geometry ain't racist. I got an F in geometry, by the way. That's why I took that one. Just once. One
might quarter. Have been a little racist. Then.
That's why I picked that class. No, you know, English, math, they're not racist. You know,
dude, if I were a black guy your age back then, I'd have been calling racism constantly.
You think so?
Yes. I'm a floater. Everything I couldn't do, I'd be like, there you go. There you go. Just to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday, 324. Alvin Reed is here from Donnybrook. Big day. Rachel is celebrating her 10-year anniversary on the DGS. Andrew said the F word on the air. We got a lot going for us today.
Yeah, it's been an exciting day.
About an hour ago, we learned that the Cardinals have signed an extension to with J.J. Weatherholt. We talked about it with Bernie Miklas. We'll talk about it more as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
I think it's good. If they had, you know, a year from now, if they had done it, I would have said good, too. I don't think you have to wait and see. I think the way prices are going up, who knows what the budget's going to look like after this work stoppage that's about to start, I do think. So, no, it's good to get him in there. Look, these younger teams are doing it. They are eyeballing who they think is with them for the long run. J.J. Weatherholt here. Pittsburgh is doing it with a couple people. The White Sox have done it with their young ones, the Montgomerys. I'll tell you who waited maybe a season or two too late, and I am repeating this. I heard this on MLB Network when they were talking about J.J., was the Nationals, who have C.J. Abrams and Wood. And they could have locked them up like 2-3 years ago. And they're both getting paid now. But just if they had like said, okay, they didn't get off to the kind of start that Weatherholt has, but nonetheless, they could have locked him up a little earlier. So it, in the long run, it has cost them millions of dollars.
Do you personally need to see a little more from Jordan Walker to get a similar deal?
I think I would just like to see him do it in the second half of the season.
Same.
All right. Then He got a raise today. I mean, Jordan Walker got a raise today, too.
It's a good day for all of them.
It won't show it on the check just yet, but he got a raise today, too, especially if he continues on the way he has played in the second half. I mean, and guys in home run derby. I don't want him to be in home run derby.
Tell me about that.
Because people fall off the face of the earth, man. Right. It's like, you've seen people just storm through the first half of the season and almost win the home run derby and then just fall apart. And I worry, man. Yeah.
Wheels thinks it changes their swing.
I know it does. It bothers me. Like I said, man, hit some home runs. And once you fall behind, don't try to
catch up.
Have some fun. Right. No.
This is going to be such an old guy thing to say. I loved the All-Star game when we were kids.
Yes. Yes.
You didn't get to see the American League.
Right.
They're all wearing the uniforms.
Right.
Pete Rose is running people over.
Wait, the pitchers were serious.
Yeah, they're brushing it back.
Right. They're like, no, it was a very serious game, and it has changed. It begins with all the people just saying, like, I'll pass. But, man, you're All-Star. Like, no, that's all right. You go. I don't want to go. Well, all right. Times have changed, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
But good for Jordan Walker for being on the All-Star team, and good for him stepping up to the plate, no pun intended.
I didn't realize Riley O'Brien was having such a great season.
Yeah, he did.
Quietly.
And now, it's one of those where, like, the numbers are that and whatnot. And if you look at the number of wins the Cardinals had and look at the number of saves he has, it's almost like the numbers are there, but he's not, like, the most dominant or, like, the best closer in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, the Cardinals aren't going to give him $14, $15 million a year anytime soon.
Right.
But anyway, good for him also.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. You too.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for
the altar. I'm gonna talk to guys into doing this song.
But I do
that'd be cool.
I love this song. Should we do Sweet 16 of Best Acoustic Songs Monday?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Do you call this an acoustic song?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think acoustic songs need to be nothing but an acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you.
Dave Murray joins us, courtesy of the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Hello, Dave Murray.
Hello there. Rachel, happy anniversary.
Yay! Thank you,
yay!
Dave.
Started when you were 16.
I know. It's crazy. Can't believe they let me work here.
And congratulations for Andrew.
Yes. you're not fired yet.
Well.
Did you put yourself into timeout?
Yeah.
I love the enthusiasm.
That stuff happens.
Andrew's like,
that stuff happens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little embarrassed by it, but I know it's not something I can get away with not talking about.
Dude, it has happened to everyone on the air except me.
You. Yeah, exactly.
Some of us are pros.
Everybody.
I almost cussed again.
Yeah, Dave Glover just says, like, the absolute
closest thing
to it. Yes. Like,
yeah.
If any of us said it, we would get in huge trouble. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel really made me laugh like a couple years ago when she said, I've never heard anyone who can cuss so successfully like Dave. She said when the priest and rabbi comes in, he'll be like, what's up, mofos? But say the real thing.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, Dave.
It's like,
how is this happening?
It's like we always say, Dave gets away with it.
Dave gets away with it.
Dave gets away with it. Oh, yeah, earlier after I said it, you were like, it's so funny how we can say effing. And I was like, I feel like we maybe can't say that either.
Yeah.
So Dave, serious rain down south, man.
Yeah, in fact, that's the first thing we should talk about. Some areas had up to 7-8 inches of rain. And, you know, it's the weekend, and the primary rain, just draw a line from Rolla to Farmington and along that line and point south. So if you're thinking of a float trip and you haven't really been following the weather, call ahead, call your location and make sure the rivers are okay, or if they're even open, because they're going to be flowing like crazy.
Man. I mean, I know you knew that was going to happen, but boy, oh boy, that is something.
Yep. You know, in this situation that we're in, you never quite know exactly where it's going to happen, other than that the dominant feature with these storms, where they do happen, extremely heavy rains and local flooding.
Yeah.
And it's just, and once they get going, they can sometimes keep going over the same area over and over again.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird pattern.
other than 93, how floody has St. Louis been in your career here?
I would say I could probably go back and look at maybe five or six events. 93, obviously, was the king. Nothing ever really close to that. But they were probably good. We had a big December flood, I think, back in the early 80s, maybe. And that was horrible. That, you know, it wasn't like 93. But when you get flooding and the air temperature is in the 20s, that's just not a pretty
thing. Bad combo. And little rain for the weekend too?
Yeah, it's one of these strange patterns. There's nothing around St. Louis right now. I think the evening is fine for any plans you may have. There's a batch of thunderstorms in northwest Missouri. Watch that, see if it holds together. But I think our chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms will be very late tonight, probably after midnight. So if you have evening plans, I think we're all good there. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again Saturday and Saturday night. No all day or all night rain. Where the stronger storms happen, same thing. Very heavy rain, thunder, lightning, some gusty winds. Still think Sunday is going to be a pretty good day, partly sunny, 87. I'm going to keep a chance of a spot thunderstorm, but I think most of Sunday is dry. Beautiful Sunday evening and Sunday night. Monday, sunny and 87, and all of next week right now looking good. Temperatures upper 80s and dry. No thunderstorm pattern next week.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Rach, what do you want to do?
We could do headlines. We also have the Flashback Friday of the past 10 years.
Yeah, let's do that. Kind of
Yeah,
just thinking about the last 10 years, there's been a lot that's happened on and off the show. Let's talk about off the show. So in 2016, actually, July 11th, 2016, which is the anniversary, the U.S. announced it would send 560 more troops to Iraq to help fight ISIL.
ISIL?
Yeah, remember ISIL?
No.
It's like ISIS, but it's ISIL.
Yeah, it was. I think it's just another name for ISIS.
Oh, all right.
Terrorist group.
You don't remember ISIL?
No, I don't either.
Because I thought it was, because I asked, it was sort of like when they say UBL, like Osama bin Laden, it was just like another way to say ISIS was ISIL.
Camp those guys down.
Is how I understood it.
November 8th, 2016, of course, Donald Trump was elected president of the United States for the first time.
Big year.
Big year. Also in 2016, we had the Equifax breach that, you know, exposed the personal data of millions of Americans. That kind of has happened over and over again since then. The U.S. did formally move to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. 2018, Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to the Supreme Court, and we remember what a bitter fight that was following that
beer.
Every day.
I drink beer.
And in 2018, the U.S. held a historic summit with North Korea. To this day, still one of the most it was just a crazy thing to watch on television.
Yes, it was.
Seeing those two walking towards each other with the flags, you know. Ugh, craziness. In 2019, the House of Representatives impeached President Trump for the first time. Then 2020, COVID-19 began spreading globally and completely transformed our lives, especially here in the U.S. The murder of George Floyd led to nationwide protests. What's up, Dave?
Dave Murray, what was your COVID story? I don't know if I've ever really heard, like, what were you doing? Where were you?
When we had just... We went up to L.A. for some event, and I think it was a concert. I don't even remember what concert it was. And then, like, 2 days later, like, everything broke loose that this was out here. So that was like, well, at least we got that in.
Mm-hmm.
As far as having it, I think I probably had it two or three times.
Mm.
Once, not pretty. Once, I thanked my grandson for it. Because I think he was a carrier on one trip.
Yeah.
That one really knocked me out.
Yeah.
And I think Janice probably has had it twice.
But did you guys just hunker down?
Yeah, for the most part. Doing what we were supposed to do. And then you kind of got tired of doing it. You know, it's like, okay, well.
Yeah.
Let's just get it and get it over with. But got the vaccines. Yeah, we remember I showed the cards. I had my whole array of vaccine cards.
Yes, I do remember that.
Andrew made fun of me about that.
I found my vaccination card in a drawer the other day. And I was like, oh, that brings back some memories.
Yeah.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Rach.
Yeah, Joe Biden won the presidential election in 2020. Then 2021 hit. and there was the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th. The U.S. ended the war in Afghanistan in 2021. COVID vaccines became widely available. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine happened. This was 2022. I skipped ahead to 2022. And then President Trump became the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges. And you'll remember the House removed its speaker in a pretty rare moment. That was nuts whenever they were getting rid of McCarthy.
Yeah.
That was 2023. 2024, Joe Biden withdrew from the presidential race after pressure following the debate, and Donald Trump returned to the presidency. So there's
just kind of a quiet 10 years.
Yeah, not much happened. Man, I mean, these were just like the biggest highlights that were top of mind. But I mean, there's a ton more that's happened, obviously. I also pulled some things from pop culture that happened in the past 10 years. Okay, in 2017, do you guys remember at the Oscars, La La Land was mistakenly announced as Best Picture, and then they had to come back and be like, no, actually, it's Moonlight.
Yeah.
Which I remember thinking at the time that they faked that for publicity.
Okay.
Warren Beatty, right?
Believe it.
Yes. Taylor Swift released her album Reputation. 2018, Black Panther became a huge box office hit and a hit in pop culture. 2019, Game of Thrones ended with a finale that became one of the most debated TV conclusions in a long time. Avengers Endgame became a huge hit. That's like Wheeler's favorite movie. He's always referencing that movie.
He loves that movie.
2020, pop culture changed a lot. It moved heavily online during the pandemic. We got really into live streams, TikToks, virtual performances. We just had to adjust to keep our entertainment. Of course, we did. Taylor Swift had surprise albums. Beyonce released a visual album. 2021, Britney Spears was freed from her conservatorship. 5 years ago, that happened. 2022, man, this rocked my world. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars.
I think you texted me.
I called you. I said, Dave, you have to turn on the Oscars right now.
And I was like, I don't think so. And you're like, turn it on.
This is the most important thing that has ever happened. Top Gun Maverick came out in 2022. It feels like it was both longer and more recently. I don't know, but it feels like Top Gun Maverick has been in the conversation for a long time.
Can we go back to Will Smith?
Yeah.
As you guys know, I am a huge proponent of grace and forgiveness. I have needed it my whole life. I try to give it. I have nothing in my heart for Will Smith but antipathy. I thought that was one of the most classless, unprofessional, inhumane things that any celebrity has ever done. And I'm probably on an island on this.
No, it was wrong. He should not have done that.
Yeah, I think most people agree that it was shocking. Very much a wrong.
It was horrible. I do have to cut him a little bit of slack because I think he was getting some pressure at home.
You think?
A little bit. I think he was fine, and then he looked over at his beloved. He was like, now I gotta do something. Yeah. I gotta slap him.
That's the theory, because if you watch the footage, which I do nightly, he was laughing along because he's like, it's a joke, but she was not. And then you can kind of see him glance over at her.
Here we go.
Next thing you know, he's slapping him. Also weird that they continued to then give him an Oscar.
He won the Oscar.
Got a standing ovation.
Yeah. That was a strange day. That was a strange evening.
All right, let's skip ahead to 2023, and that's kind of when we'll stop. Barbenheimer was the movie phenomenon of the summer.
I never saw Barbie.
That was 23?
That was 2023.
That's amazing, isn't
it? Wow.
When did you think it was?
It just seems like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift's Eras Tour began in 2023. I feel like that just ended like 2 weeks ago. That went on for a real long time. But obviously some more things have happened, but those are just some of the big highlights. Think of all the other things in between that have happened in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Dave, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
SMKMOX. Coming up at 4 p.m., the Cardinals are going to have a press conference. I'm assuming it's going to be about J.J. Weatherholt. We will cover that live, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes. We don't know. We're going to just let them talk because it's a big deal. And I, for one, am happy. Super happy. Like, yeah, I was saying really to Bernie Miklas, I'm no Bernie Miklas. I'm no Matt Pauly, but I'm a big fan. And I truly can look down the road 2-3 seasons and see us competing for a pennant with these players, maybe with Rodriguez and Baez. And it's exciting. Super exciting.
I might get like a Weatherholt jersey or something now that there's like much less risk of him, you know, leaving the team.
You can wear it for 8 years.
Yeah, leaving the team in like, you know, 2 years or whatever.
A few fun facts. 4,000-year-old clay tablet is in the news. 4,000 years old. Because it's from a boy telling his mother that he didn't like the clothes she made him.
I saw this. I thought this was so funny.
People think it's the first documented case of whining.
1,000-year-old little Dave Glover.
Well, it's so. Did you read the details of
no,
it, Dave?
I didn't.
It's so good because he's like, I guess you don't love me, Mom, because my outfit isn't cool, and I look like I'm of a lower class than I'm actually in. It's Jeez. Just so well, it's classic. It's how yeah. little boys have talked
That's
to their
awesome.
Moms for years. It's really
a man just set the record for the most mouse clicks in a minute. 760 clicks in 60 seconds.
Impressive.
But sad.
No.
I mean, whatever.
He's doing what he loves.
Whatever led him to that
He's
skill.
He's surfing the web.
Whatever makes him happy.
You need this now or in a minute?
Click, 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 click. I need it in 25 seconds.
Okay.
Now's fine. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I'll do
it
now.
I don't care.
I'll do it now.